Hi, everyone. This is Esperanza Ray, your host, welcoming you to New Consciousness, New World. I hope you've had a couple of wonderful weeks since we last talked, which was about 2 weeks ago. We had on the show Akiana Kramerick, the child prodigy who does paintings and also who is a poet and writer. So anyway, along those lines, I wanted to talk about my friend Charlie Campbell. Those of you who have been listening to the radio on a regular basis have known that Charlie used to host the radio or was hosting the radio show with me, you know, some days off and on, but he was becoming more and more regular. Unfortunately, my friend Charlie passed away, and I'm sorry if I'm getting a little bit emotional here, but when we were doing the interview with Akiana, he was supposed to be assisting me, or I should say he was supposed to be hosting the show with me, and unfortunately, I found out the next day, after trying to reach him on Monday to remind him that we were going to be doing this show, since we are on every other week, sometimes you can lose track of time, and so I wanted to touch base with him, and I was not able to contact him. I left him two messages. Well, unfortunately, that was on Monday, and he had passed away a week prior. The notification of his passing came through my old email, so I did not receive it until a week later, and I was not able to attend his funeral. But in memory of this wonderful, wonderful person, I wanted to dedicate today's show and love and memory of my dear friend, Charlie Campbell. Now you're probably wondering why I'm crying. Well, I mean, I know there is another existence after this. I know that there is a heaven. I know there is a God. I know that we return. And having the ability to connect to both sides, why would I be sad or even in tears? Well, because we are still in the spiritual, in the physical realm, we still miss that physical connection, the ability to use the five senses when we communicate with wonderful loved ones and with our friends. Now, I want to talk a little bit about my friend Charlie. If you've been listening to the previous shows, you've noticed that he had this wonderful gift, which was the ability to calm you. He had a very soothing, very slow, laid-back tone to his voice, which was very calming. Since we've been friends for over 20 years, I've met my friend Charlie through the Silva Method when I was taking a workshop from Jose Silva, founder of the Silva Method, or also known as the Silva Mind Control Method. And I met him through one of the workshops, and we became friends and been friends ever since, like I said, for over 20 years. He had the ability to, whenever you had a problem, he had this beautiful gift of just listening and listen and listen and listen. And when he talked after listening, he was able to provide you with insight without judgment on either part, without taking anybody's side. and also providing you a very objective perspective of things and a very healing, soothing manner of looking at the world and looking at the circumstances. So he had this gift without the need of putting in his own judgment, which is powerful. I always admired that quality, and I wish I had more of that gift. I wish I had that gift, actually. So, of course, I'm Hispanic, and, you know, we have tempers. We're a little more temperamental, like Latins, you know, like the Italians, the French. And, you know, we tend to get pissed off, and fortunately it goes away pretty quickly, but I do have a little bit of a temper, which I'm working on as part of my spiritual progress. And he was able to take that, and like it was like a bucket of cool water, just poured it on and just turn the fire off and take away the turmoil and the anger and the excitement and the frustration and all that emotion and just calm it down. So, of course, with a wonderful friend like that, you tend to share with them a lot of problems because they're so gifted at just listening and providing you with some light. But the other thing about Charlie is that he had a little bit of a secret life in a way. And the other day when I found out of his passing, that was 2 weeks ago, when I found out about his passing, I was talking to another spiritual path walker like you and me, and we were reminiscing a little bit about our friend Charlie, and it was through this person that I found out that he had passed away, because I did not get the other email until a few days even later. And she was telling me how Charlie would come by her house and help her out with anything around the house that needed to be done that she was not able to resolve. Now I'm talking about a lady who's in her 60s, still working a full-time job and taking care of two young children. I believe they're 6 and 9 or 6 and 12. And they're children with special needs. And this woman's mother, daughter passed away. She passed away, and so she has custody of those children. And basically, she, instead of being able to retire, she's dedicating her entire life to these wonderful children. And Charlie knew her, and he would, on occasion, again drop by and help her out to, you know, fix a faucet, to put something together, to help her with something that needed to be done, you know, whatever. This is the kind of person that Charlie was. And this is something that I didn't know about him. And I thought it was just so beautiful that she was able to share those gifts with me, because he never talked about these things that he did for other people. He had this wonderful gift also to attend an event. And what he didn't agree with, he just left it, and he picked up the tidbits of gold that he found in the conversation or in the presentation, in whatever, whether it be a workshop, a convention, or a meeting. He had the gift not to judge the speaker, but simply to take whatever positive things he could and apply it to himself. And he worked diligently. He was another gift that he had. He is so dedicated to his spiritual growth and so committed to improving his personality and going to the next level and overcoming his limitations and overcoming his weaknesses and turning them into strengths, basically. And he was extremely diligent. So it came as no surprise when I was talking to this woman, and she said, yeah, it turns out that Charlie wrote in his journal that he was at peace. And interesting enough, he passed. And his passing came a bit of a shock, because he was 62. He was a person who's never gets sick. You know, some people have a tendency to be sick. They, you know, they get colds very quickly. They, you know, and he was always well. And he was working on his car, and I guess he got up or whatever, and he just dropped on the floor from a massive aneurysm, and that was his passing. It was instant. And he was gone. I don't tell you this to make you sad. I tell you this so that we can appreciate the people around us to the max by being fully present when we are with loved ones, with friends. We need to learn to be fully present and fully appreciate these wonderful, beautiful people that are all around us. And sometimes we're too busy. We get too caught up to communicate, to share. And then they're gone. And it is very fulfilling when a loved one goes and you know that you've had a very rich, interactive, fully present friendship with a person. And to know that you took the friendship and enjoyed it, and it became so fulfilling that there's no emptiness but a wonderful memory of that person left in your heart. Because the love goes with the people when they passed. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more too. So this is the kind of person that Charlie was. And because I like to soothe his voice, that's one of the reasons I had asked him to participate with me on the radio show to help me host, because he always had wonderful information to share, and he always had a wonderful speaking voice that was extremely soothing. After his passing, Charlie came to me a little bit over a week ago. He also went to visit my friend, the lady I was telling you about, that told me that he had passed. And she also felt his presence, specifically on the day that he passed. To me, he came about 2 weeks, a little bit over a week ago. And I'm going to read a little message. I'm only going to read part of the message because it's really dedicated to the family. Some parts are personal, so I won't go into those. But this is a part that I want to share because it helps us to get a perspective into the world of the other side, what we call the other side, the non-physical realm. This is what Charlie says. Know that while I am physically gone, I am now and always with you. This is a message to his family. Until we meet again, I will continue to care, guide, and help you when needed, for you are in my heart. So look there whenever you miss or need me. I'm only a thought away. Now then he has a little piece of a message to his family. And then he talks to his wife. But I want to repeat this again because it's so beautiful. And it's deep. It's simple, but it's so deep. Know that while I'm physically gone, I am now and always with you until we meet again. I will continue to care, guide, and help you when needed, for you are in my heart. So look there whenever you miss or need me. I am only a thought away. And it's really true because we do have the ability to connect and call and connect with the other side, to connect with anyone. All we have to do is through the love in our hearts and through our intent connect and develop a relationship, because that's the way we connect with God. And because we're all interconnected through God, within God, and by God, we're able to connect with each other as well. So let's listen to a little bit more of the message from Charlie. There is a heaven, and there is a great God. I am blessed. We will meet again. The love is the most important thing we have. We bring it with us home. Home meaning to heaven. And I know Charlie is in heaven because he's such a beautiful soul. So here he goes again. I am home. I am home, you know. When the time is right, you all will join me. For now, you are in my heart. From here, there are no limits to what I can do. Remember my love, and my life force is with you all. You are not alone. I and the angels in heaven and God will carry you through any moments of sorrow, pain, and turmoil. With all my love, yours always, Charlie. I have to tell you, I've had to remind myself a few times this week because I kept on thinking about the show and of course of connecting with Charlie to talk about the topic for the show and what we were going to do. So interestingly enough, the topic of today's show is Charlie. Again, I'd like to read this one more time, the last part, because, again, these words are so beautiful, and they just touch your heart. And they, if you hear me a little bit emotional, it's not just, it's not necessarily all sadness, although there's a little bit of missing the presence, the physical presence, but it is also of how much love this message brings, and how beautiful and how it touches the soul, goes into the heart and touches the soul. So here we go. There is a heaven, and there is a great God. I am blessed. We will meet again. The love is the most important thing we have. We bring it with us home. I am home, you know. When the time is right, you all will join me, for now you are in my heart. From here, there are no limits to what I can do. Remember my love, and my life force is with you all. You are not alone. I and the angels of heaven and God will carry you through my moments, through any moments of sorrow, pain, or turmoil. With all my love, yours always, Charlie. And this was Charlie's message. Now, I have the gift, because I think it is a gift, to connect with people who have passed over. I have never done a seance. I don't believe in doing seances. I don't believe you should be invoking the dead. Personally, the people who have passed over have better things to do than for us to be calling on them. What I do is people come to me because they have passed away in a very unexpected manner, very quickly, or the family is having a really hard time with the situation. So a number of years ago, when I was leading a support group for meditation and spiritual growth and connecting with God and growing spiritually, I had people come to me whose loved ones passed away, and when they came, their loved ones would show up in the meditation group and they would be present and they would provide comments or they would say words that they had a habit, like specific terms that they tended to use when they were alive, or expressions. And this is how we got validation that, you know, what I was perceiving was accurate. The other thing is that I was able to see them, so I was able to describe what they look like. And again, we got verification and validation. That was never, never my intent to do this. It just happened. And I take that as a gift from God, because we really are all interconnected. It's just that having been in the physical realm for so long, we have forgotten how to connect through the heart to the soul, and through the soul to the God consciousness. And through the God consciousness, we're interconnected with all things. In a way, if you think about it, it's sort of like a telephone system. You know, we pick up the phone, we connect with our service company, and through the service company, we connect with the main phone system. And through the main phone system, our call is branched out to wherever it needs to go, anywhere in the world. So this is the way of a different type of communication, but it has a similar concept. I would think, though, it's much more complex. So when people come to me, they tell me different things, and I've had a number of people already come to me, some of them even famous people that I had no physical knowledge, that I had never met them. I mean, I've seen them on television or things like that, but I had never actually physically met this person. And they would come to me and ask me to do things for them. Usually it's something that they needed to find peace or whatever, or help them to transition. Now, when people pass, what I called transition angels. There are these angels that lovingly and very caringly come to a person's place when they're about to transition, and they help them in the process, especially, for example, the elderly, when they are bedridden and they are a little bit out of it, where they're not fully conscious. It can be a very traumatic process. So these beings come, and they actually can help them, and oftentimes these people can see them, and they feel their presence, and their presence can be very soothing. Of course, this does not... is not necessarily exactly the same for people who have a very abrupt death. The angel is there, but their time frame for transitioning is a little bit different. So I remember the first time I experienced this was when I was about the age of 7, when my grandfather passed away, and he was calling out my name. And at first I thought that he was trying to take me with him, but then as I grew and developed my, through meditation and other gifts, I realized that he was just trying to tell me that he was having a vision of the other side, and he was in awe. And I don't know, somehow he knew that I had the ability and the capability to see. Somehow he sensed that I had the capability, so he was calling out my name, even though my mother was in the room, my grandmother was in the room, and other family members. So that was my first experience. And these transition angels are so blessed. They're not, like shadows or anything. They're really beautiful beings. They're angelic beings that are there to help a person, so that when their transition takes place, they can guide and direct them home. And that's what really, really happens if you are in a state of grace, and if you've resolved what baggage you have. So those are, they help us to transition from the physical realm into the world of eternity, where we lose our limitations, and we're totally limitless beings who can be in multiple places at the same time without any kind of limitation, because space and time does not exist at this level of existence. And if you were listening in the last show 2 weeks ago, when we had Akiana here, she mentioned Akiana Kramerick again, the prodigy painter and poet. She talked in her interview, she brought up something really beautiful, how we are like these light beings And when just before we incarnate, the flame breaks up and divides into many, many, many multiple of thousands of smaller flames, which each one goes into different directions or different, I should say, it goes to incarnate as different aspects of ourselves and into different dimensions. Because, as you know, in reality, all things exist in the now. There is no past and there is no future. All there is the present. So everything that we have memory of from the past, or anything that we have memory of that is in the future, all of these are different dimensions of existence. And we, each flame goes and manifests itself and incarnates to take and bring about these experiences and these memories that we consider to be part of our life and other lifetimes as well. So when the main flame, which is the divine essence that God creates, that comes from his own life force, manifests, it's the energy vibration is so high that it needs to bring itself down. And the way it does that is by multiplying and multiplying and multiplying into smaller, lower vibration versions or smaller vibrations until it can fully integrate itself and manifest itself in a corporeal body, which is within the matter. So that's part of what she was describing in one of her visions. And this is really the process that we experience when we are born. When we die, the reverse is the truth. All these flames gradually, based on the life length of each dimension or each manifestation, because if you can experience past lives, people die at different times within those lifetimes. Some live till they're very old. Some die when they're very young. So when the times come for them to transition back, they incorporate themselves into part of that original flame that contains the overall picture, and that is in constant union with the Godhead and the Creator. So This is what it happens when we transition. We go from our world into a world without limitations, a world where we integrate ourselves to a higher, larger energy vibration and higher awareness where limitations don't exist. And we can also remember everything. Our memory is not, again, limited to our mind, but it's limitless as well. So we're able to remember everything from every experience that we've had in each of those dimensions and each of those existences. So that's basically what our friend Charlie Campbell has done. So he won't be participating in any more radio shows, but his memory will still be with us. I know that he will be bringing his awareness to the show, and his presence will be with us. And that's what's important. Now, thinking again of the loved ones, I want to point out that oftentimes, not everyone, but we tend to get so caught up, myself included, in our everyday chores, in our everyday work, in our everyday responsibility, in our everyday demands, that we oftentimes neglect ourselves and we neglect those people around us. We neglect to do the things that are truly important, like friendships, like communication, like interaction, like sharing, all these beautiful things. We sometimes waste our time with more financial-related things. We all want to earn money. We all want a better life. We all want to buy things that we think are necessary in our lives. And I have to say, I have been blessed with material things, too. sometimes more than others. And while those things are good and make life comfortable, they don't fill your heart. And when we can really connect with people, when we can really appreciate and spend time with the people that we care about, our life becomes so much more fulfilling, and there are no regrets when the person is transitions back into, you know, the world of eternity, the heaven consciousness, the perfect existence, the perfection of being. So, again, I'd like to draw your attention to, you know, taking into account the people you love, the people that are around you. And sometimes we even forget that we love these people. And because we get stressed out, the world is so demanding at times, because we get so caught up in all the stress and the turmoil, we sometimes say things that we don't necessarily mean to loved ones. And it is within our hearts that those intents come out of. It is what comes out of our heart and our mouth that defile us, not what goes into our mouth and not what other people say about us, but what we say to ourselves and to other people. So if we can live from a place, and I think this is why Jesus' message of love others as you would love yourself, and most of all, you have to love yourself too, because oftentimes we don't do that. If we can keep that love in our hearts, then we can do a pretty good job of being kinder to ourselves and to each other. We sometimes feel separation because we forget that we are connected to the other side. And also because our physical body is that physical, it's matter, and it makes use of communicating and relating through the physical senses, whether it be the ear, the eyes, the touch. Those things are important when we are in our physical realm, because we as a physical body, we yearn for that kind of connection to another person. However, we can continue to remain in contact with these people. Just as Charlie came to me, he can come to anybody. He can, or your loved ones can come to you. There's no limitation. You just have to allow it, be open, and have a positive reason for wanting that connection. Not for selfish reasons or for obsessive reasons, but because there is simple need to connect, to maintain a relationship, or because you are becoming more aware and you're opening up and you're connecting with the other side. So there's no real physical separation for them, and that's why they can come and be with us. And that's why some of the things that Charlie was saying in his message is that I'm with you, and I will be with you, and I'll be watching, I'll be with the angels, and I'll be with God watching over you. And especially in the moments of sorrow, they come and they help. And it's a wonderful experience. And there's a lot of things out there. Now, there was a time when people didn't know if there was something more beyond what our physical world, the existence of the physical world. But through, you know, the recent scientific discoveries of our age, and through the quantum physics in itself, and new areas of physics that are coming into being, we are realizing that there is, I mean, science itself is starting to prove that there is much more than that which we consider physical, that which is beyond what we consider science. And there are people who have experienced actually dying and coming back, and while they were in that state in between, they actually are able to recall what those experiences were like. And there are numerous people out there who have had what they call, the tunnel experience, where they see a tunnel, and through the tunnel, family members that have passed or transitioned are there to greet you, because it's logical when a friend of yours that you haven't seen for a long time, or a family member that you haven't seen for a long time, because remember, what we have there is the love. It's not the hate or the anger or the frustration, but what is held there, what is anchored when you pass into that existence where no negativity exists. What you anchor is the love and all the positive things within that love. So when someone is coming into this beautiful realm, these beings that were part of your life in the physical world, they rejoice to see you again. They rejoice to welcome you back home. And yes, they come to receive you. So there are a lot of books on the topic, and it is becoming more accepted that there is life after death, and that there is a good, there is a wonderful experience of life after death. There is a heaven. So that is what is so beautiful, that we know that these people are in a good place. Their lives have been meaningful. Their lives have been dedicated to loved ones and caring and working and just doing what they could for this this purpose to improve their lives in their families' lives and their loved ones in the physical realm. Now it's their time to rejoice. And I know that at this point in time in our planet, we are going through a major transition, which is we're ascending into the fifth dimension. Some of the people are deciding or have chosen to do it from the other side. And I know Charlie will be helping us with the ascension from the other side. He was a very committed person to the ascension process. And like I said, to overall spiritual growth, his own, as well as helping others as well. So that's another reason why some of these people are leaving, and you might find that more people, more friends, and more people you know are passing. As a matter of fact, I have had a number of family members pass within this year, and already in the beginning of the year, that it's incredible. However, their purpose was not to be here for the transition. It might be our purpose to be here for the transition. I know it is mine. So keeping those things in mind, sometimes when we think, why are they passing over? Passing over is they've done no work, and their time to help us from the other side. I also wanted to share an experience that might help us to understand what the world on the other side is like. A number of years ago, I did a healing. I went through a meditation and healing experience called rebirthing or birthing. And rebirthing actually is a process of 10 sessions, which the reason they call it rebirthing is because the first or second session, actually, you go through the process of experiencing your birth. While I have not had a near-death experience like some people have, I've had the opportunity through the rebirthing to go back into my birth process. And I've gone actually a little further beyond my birthing process. And it helped me to heal and understand some of the issues I was having, some of the difficulties or challenges I was experiencing in the current and present life. Before I was born, a year prior to my birth, my parents told me I had a sister, who was born, at premature. And, I was born, in a small town, so, my parents obviously lived in a small town. There were no hospitals nearby. And a baby that's premature is very dangerous, because there's nowhere you can go to put them in an incubator so that they can survive. Anyway, to make a long story short, my sister was given the same exact name, which is my name, Esperanza Ray. And actually, my name is a little longer, but I won't get into that. And so my sister was given the same exact name. She only lasted 24 to 48 hours, I believe, and long enough for her to be baptized and given the name. And because she passed away, and when I was born a year later, they opted for giving me the name. Well, interesting enough, when I went to the rebirthing session, I actually went back into my mother's womb, and I was experiencing not this lifetime's birth, but the previous time's birth. And I realized that the source of the soul that had inhabited my, what they called my sister's body, was actually my soul. And like I said, because the baby was premature, I experienced everything that my mother was experiencing through the process of birth. But the most interesting part, and this is the point truly of the story, I mean, granted that it's important that we know that when a woman is pregnant, the child is perfectly attuned and in perfect synchronicity, that it's hard to put into words, and it experiences every discomfort, every thought, every word that the mother experiences, every emotion and every feeling and every reaction. I was perceiving my mother's fears. This was her first baby, and she was afraid. She had never had a child, and she was fairly young, around 19. So, you know, she was definitely afraid. And I actually experienced that because my mother never told me these things. And the interesting thing is, when I went back after the passing, because like I said, I was born premature. When I went back not into the regular place where most people leave after they return from the physical experience of being here and transitioning back. It was not intended for me to actually pass. It was intended for me to actually live. And the interesting part was that I was put in a what is called a waiting place until it was time again. You have to realize that 1 year in the physical world is like a blink of a second of, or half of that time in the eternal realm. So, of course, I didn't go back inside to where I originated from. I came back into a waiting area, and this place was completely white. I mean, it was all like energy. And it was through this experience that I first met my guardian angel, and he was present. Now, he didn't really have a physical form. He was just a being of light that had the silhouette, like our bodies, but it was all luminous and white light. Very beautiful, sort of, I guess you could compare it to a white cloud that's luminous, that has light radiating and emanating from it, like a light somehow hidden was reflecting on it. And this is how this place was. The interesting thing about this place was that every thought you had, it manifested. For example, if I wanted to sit down, an automatic seat would manifest out of the same substance that surrounded everything. And interesting enough, my guardian angel gestured me to sit down, and in front of me was this humongous screen. And in the screen, there was this movie playing out of my life, of my lives. What had happened to me in the past in other lifetimes, or what was intended to happen that didn't take place, and what was to come in my future. And I recall that I felt so good in this place that when it came time for me, after having gone through the scenes of my life, I said, you know, I really don't want to go back. And since I have free will, I don't have to. I knew that. Somehow I knew that. And it's interesting because I was like being obnoxious here. I was being rude. I was like, I don't want to go back and I don't have to go back. So there, you know. And I remember that my guardian angel was looking at me like, but it's not your time yet. You have to go back. And I said, no, I don't want to go back. That world is full of pain. And of course, to me, it was full of pain. You have to remember, I was born premature. I experienced the fear within my mother's womb. And not only that, but I experienced being my lungs not being fully developed, the pain and the exasperation of the air moving through my throat and through my into my lungs, and into lungs that were not fully developed, and I experienced the pain and the suffering. And of course, to me, the world that I was supposed to come back into was a world of pain and suffering, and I didn't want to do that. I was not going to do that. Why would I? When this place was magnificent, there was a feeling of peace, of well-being, of harmony, and everything just felt like so wonderful. And again, my guardian angel would look at me and like, but Esperanza, you have to go back. And I was like, no, I don't. You know I don't have to go back. I have free will, remember? And so we just kept going back and forth for a little while, and I kept looking at the movie of my life. And see, I was like, see, who wants to go through that? Do you think I want to go through that? No, thanks. I don't need to experience that. That's painful, you know? So I was picking up little bits and pieces in what I saw of what would be my life when I came back, that weren't pleasant, that I knew were moments of, but he was showing me, and I call him he because his energy had a certain masculine feel to it. So that's why I call him he, and most of the angels I see are males. So he's showing me, look, these are the things you're going to impact with your existence, and without your existence, these things won't happen. These people won't this. This situation won't that. You know, this won't change, and this will never happen, and this will be the same, and this will be moved to this, all these things that, you know, I was being shown as to what my life would be. And I was just like, at one point, I just got so frustrated, I stamped my foot and I said, you know what? I'm not going back, and that's that. And the funny part is that this time he just looked at me and it just kept quiet. He didn't say, you have to go back. And he said, if that is your choice. And then my mind started to play little games with me, and I started to feel that, you know, I wasn't fulfilling my purpose, that I wasn't doing what I needed to do, that I was being childish, and that I had a commitment, that I had a purpose, that I had a destiny. We all have those things. It wasn't because I was special that this was happening to me. It's because we all have a destiny. We all have a specific calling. We all have a specific purpose. We all have a higher destiny. We have a divine goal in here. This is why we come here. It's not just for the heck of it. It's not for some random coincidental accident. There is a perfect, great, magnificent idea as to why we are here. And when I understood this, it just kept going in my mind, and I just said, all right, all right, I'll go back. And he smiled at me, and he just smiled, and I said, why are you smiling? He said, well, because this is the way you are. You stamp your feet, you scream and shout, but in the end, you always do the right thing, and that's why I love being your guardian angel. And that just touched me so deep that that it was just so such a wonderful blessing. And I live. Sometimes I wish that I wasn't here. Sometimes I really wish I was not here, because I know that there's something so much greater of what that we are part of, that we are all an integral part of. There is such a much bigger picture. There's such a much greater reason of being, that if we really understood all of this, all our turmoils here, all our pain, all our suffering, and even the moments of losing such a loved one like Charlie is nothing, because we're not separated from them, but they are part of that wonderful, magnificent picture, that magnificent world that we are part of, that divine reality that we are co-participants and co-creators in with God. So that's what I wanted to share. And I also wanted to share that I'm not the only person with these kind of experiences. There are many people out there who have even more experiences than I do, that have more powerful moments. Because, like I said, each of us plays a role in the world we live in. Each one has a specific part of the puzzle that we need to fulfill. And in the end, we all end up fulfilling that. However, that does not mean that we should just stand by idly and say, well, it will happen anyway, I'm not going to worry about it. No, we have to strive to accomplish that and to understand what that purpose, that divine direction is, so that we can fulfill it. Because although a lot of people don't believe in hell, there are many people who have seen it too. Not because they were just stuck there, but because they were given the wonderful vision of that existence. And lately, I've been reading different spiritual books, but also reading the most ancient, magnificent spiritual book, which is the Bible. And in the Bible, it talks about hell. So for those of us who may think that we can get a free ride on this life and just, you know, be cruel and, you know, be evil and be harmful and hurtful to people, we got another thing coming. For those of us who are willing to put monetary things, things that are not worth on the other side, that will not do anything for us on the other side, then we have another thing coming. And these moments that we're living are moments of great, great transition, moments of great, great transformation. And it's the time that we have to choose on which side we're going to be on, because there are sides, people, whether some people believe it or not. The other thing that saddens me sometimes is the belief, or not belief, but the listening to people, and they express such a lack of faith in the power of God, where they believe that we're totally lost because evil is taken over. Well, evil is rampant. There's no question about it. I mean, all you have to do is turn on the TV to see all the sex and violence and all the useless advertisement saying that if you give someone a diamond, they love you. You know what? I'd rather they love me than to give me a diamond, okay? I don't freaking care about material things. That's not what's important. Material things can be nice, but they should not substitute for the real things, which is what Charlie is talking about, the love that we bring, the caring for our loved ones. And those things exist already while we're here, while we're in the physical world, while we are what we consider reality. In reality, this is the illusion. And it is when we return home that it is the true reality of what we are, who we are, and why we are in the divine essence, in the true connectedness with God. So this is what we need to focus on. This is why I dedicate my life to this purpose, because it is so important. And it's not just about saving myself, but we have to go beyond saving of the self, which is also a very prominent thing right now. Think about yourself. Be selfish, meaning that you focus on the self. Now, I don't disagree with that, that you should focus on the self. By loving the self, not by becoming obsessive or pride, you know, being extremely pride-directed of the self, we also, through the self, we need to connect with everyone else. So our purpose now is not just to save ourselves. Our purpose now is to help save others as well, to help to bring as many loved ones home, as many souls home as possible, because they are part of our essence, they are part of our divinity, and because we all are all called to be in communion and oneness with God. And when you care about those around us, then you want what's best for them. And the best thing for us is to return to our full awakened divine awareness, our full complete essence. And this is what the world is striving to accomplish, and this is what we are intended to all achieve. So there's no going back, guys. There's no point. Anyway, we are reaching the end of our program. I wanted to wish you all a very wonderful, wonderful week, 2 weeks until we see each other again. And remember to keep your loved ones at heart and remember what's truly important. Not what we hear on television, not what we hear from our environment, but what truly is important within us. What kind of relationship do we want in our lives that is fulfilling? Think about that. And have a blessed, blessed, blessed 2 weeks until we talk again. New Consciousness, New World, your host, Esperanza Ray. And Charlie, all our love to you and all our love to any loved ones that might have passed as well for you.